Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we try to answer your questions, issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. We have with us in our studio today Mr. Salman Naqvi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and an Islamic researcher in the Hawza Almi of Qum. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Brother, in our previous session, we have been talking about the classification of behaviors. You said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us certain faculties, and management of those faculties is really important. And some are in our control that we can, actually maintain or manage very easily. And some, like time, are not in our control, but we can also teach our children the management of time and etc. The last thing we said in the previous session was that how we can make a child learn to resolve a conflict without making quarrels and fights.
The emphasis there was on the mental development of a child.
Yes.
One of the results would be that he would be able to manage conflicts in the future, conflict resolution. But the important thing is the mental development, which means the intellectual.
How he can manage that.
That is about with cognition, knowing the truth, finding out the truth, discovering the truth, how to discover the truth, how to understand things, how to resolve problems, how to I'm talking about the mental aspect, the intellectual aspect. Facing them comes to the practical level.
All right.
Then we're talking about the emotional development, controlling my anger, my fear, controlling my feelings. I'm talking about the intellectual level. I'm talking about the cognitive level. I'm talking about the things which are going on in my mind, in my brain, with respect to knowing things, cognition of things.
Yes.
Then we come to the level of the emotions. The emotions have to be managed. My fear, my anger. If there's depression or there are other states which I have to manage.
All right.
The temperament, I have to be very much at a level of, as we say, equilibrium in myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be at peace with myself. The inner feelings and emotions, how do I control them? They are influenced by many factors. But how am I able to cope up the emotional quotient that I have? How do I behave? What my attitude is? What do I go for? What I don't like? What I don't like? My anger, what I don't like? My hate, my love, my fear,
all right,
courage, all these internal feelings which are there, they have to be managed. And the child has to see me as a parent telling me how to do it, showing me how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So stress management, anger management, these are all issues that are related
to the mental development.
To mental development, the emotional development. Then we have the physical health. Let's go through the whole ambit of the classification behavior that we're talking about.
Yes, I will continue the session with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing.
So as I said in the previous session, we're talking about the behavior with ourselves.
Yes.
So the mental health is something which I have inherent in my nature.
Yes.
My physical well-being,
yes,
development.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the growth of the body is not in my control.
True.
But managing it, controlling it, proper food, hygiene,
mm-hmm,
rest, recreation.
Yes.
Even my posture, how I sit,
okay,
how I walk, how I exercise, go mm-hmm for sports, even self-defense training.
Yeah.
Very important. Moreover, my clothing, my attire,
okay,
what I wear, how I wear, my living environment, how do I manage my living environment?
Okay.
How do I, for example, the weather which I'm living in, how do I live in that weather? It's cold weather. Acclimatization to the weather.
Yes.
Proper clothing according to the environment.
Particular environment.
The weather.
The climate.
It's sunny, it's hot, it's warm.
Rainy.
So these are all related to my physical well-being.
Physical management.
So I have to be able to do that.
Yes.
As a child, I have to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm a parent, then I should know that all these aspects have to be taken care of.
Yes.
And my child should be able to learn them,
mm-hmm,
not in a formal way, but in a very subtle way, in
yeah
an indirect way. When I'm taking my child to bed, I'm taking him to the bathroom, I'm
yeah
taking him to, so I have to manage his hygiene,
mm-hmm,
or her hygiene, how
yeah
to wash themselves, how to take care of, as I said, the...
How to go for ablution.
Ablution.
Yeah.
Washing themselves up. Clothing which has to take care, which has to, number one, the clothing has to be according to the weather.
Yeah.
The clothing has to be according to the religious precepts, which
religion
say what should
role,
be covered.
Yeah.
What type of cloth I can wear. For example, a man cannot wear silk, pure
yeah
silk clothes. All of these things are inbuilt. I mean,
yeah,
physical clothing is not just one thing. It has so many aspects.
Yes.
And my child has to learn them. So,
and I, as a parent, have to help my child develop all that, whether it's about his food, about his exercising, whatever.
Medication.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, there's a flu. We go for medication quickly. Why don't we go for natural healing? Why don't
yeah
we go for natural herbs or whatever? So in the household, you should have all these small things available for the child,
mm-hmm,
and don't suddenly immediately take him into the doctor.
Yeah.
In many households, you have these small...
Many herbs.
Herbs or many small...
Homemade
remedies. So we have to, as parents, know about them. And be able to,
yeah,
we as parents have to know about them, and we have to be able to use those remedies, employ those remedies, and even the child learns them.
Yes.
And it acquires them as a learning which he or she can later on
mm-hmm
experience,
apply
in life.
Yeah, and does not get used to so much medication at very early age.
And especially when he's able to go for sports, exercise. He knows how to maintain his posture, physical strength, physical eating properly, taking care of these things, then there's no need for, rarely one should get sick or take up an ailment or become injured or whatever. I mean, if the proper rules of living are applied and taught and learnt from the tender age of a child,
mm-hmm,
so many things would be going on in a natural way.
Mm-hmm.
The upbringing, the health, the physique, the physiology, the hygiene, everything would be balanced.
Yes.
And if that is there, then there's no need to become sick or ill or other. Of course, there may be issues which are out of our control.
But there are certain things that are in our control, and
we should be able to manage them.
How we can help more our child, we talked about physical development. I'll be talking to you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the 80th surah of the Holy Quran, Surah Abbas, verse 24, says, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِ. So let man observe his food.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are saying how you as parents can help your children in physical development in terms of their nutrition, in terms of the exercise, recreation, their attire, their clothing, their hygiene, and so on. Yes, brother.
So these are those things which are faculties which are there, present in the human being, in his existence, in his very human body, the body which has been created by Allah Almighty in a beautiful way. And then we have things which are out of our control. For example, we have the management of our time.
Okay.
Now we need to teach ourselves and our children to manage the most
time.
Important
time
resources, time.
That's out of our control.
It's,
and we
but
need to
it's the most
that.
Precious thing.
Yes. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal asr.
Exactly.
He swears about this time.
Time is passing as the clouds are passing, as is in one of the hadiths. Time is flying. Common knowledge, how to manage it. If I am able to manage my time, if I am able to make sections of, as it has been mentioned in many ahadiths, three types of things have to be done, or four types of things have to be done in
throughout
our daily
day.
Lives.
Okay.
For example, one time has to be kept for my relationship with Allah Almighty.
Okay.
So that is one part of my life.
Okay.
One part has to be left for example, earning my living.
Yes.
As an elderly person, mm-hmm. or as a child preparing to be able to go for my professional life, my career. The third part is for my special
resting.
Leisure time, my resting time, my leisure time, my rest. And the fourth is going out for recreation
okay.
with my family, going into the environment, going out into the open. So if I am able to manage my time and place the management of the time, it should be around prayer times. As a Muslims,
yes.
we should manage all our affairs in a day on a daily basis around the prayer timings, starting
yes.
with Fajr and Zuhr, and all of these, the compartments which we make in our lives should be focusing on these prayer times, which are the milestones every day which have to be managed. So
yes, I've seen like many people out there who get up for the Fajr prayers in the morning, even as parents, even as they teach their children, but then they go for sleep again. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted you to start your day later in the day, then Fajr prayers would have not been that early in the morning. So we have to start our day early in the morning and teach that to our students.
Even breakfast, early morning breakfast is very important.
Yes.
Nowadays, our kids run off to school without breakfast.
Without any breakfast.
And that is a calamity.
Yes.
I mean, the most important time which one has to take food is
the breakfast.
Is breakfast.
Of course.
Luqamatu sahar mithmarul badan. It has been said in one of the ahadiths that the food that we take at the time of time of dawn,
morning.
In
yeah,
the morning after Fajr prayers, that is the most important aspect of food,
okay.
the most
important
meal of the day.
Okay.
It has the most influence on body, on physiological health.
Yes. Well, these are so important things that parents can teach to their children. Thank you so much for telling us all that. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any suggestions, feedback, or questions, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, fi amanallah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life. complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect way.